fly sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections is back, and Miracle Stories will be back next week. And I'm so excited because I'm going to pop on an artist from Nashville, Tennessee. Matt Boulay, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi, it's Dawn Reese. And the song that you actually have for us, and what is it called? Whiskey?
Whiskey Away, yep.
There we go. Let's play that. And I don't have time for another song, but we'll get it back on another time. But Matt, give your social media where they can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Matt Bailey Official.
Oh, Matt Bailey.
M-A-T-T. Yeah, M-A-T-T-B-A-I-L-I-E Official. That's on Instagram. MattBailey.com, M-A-T-T-B-A-I-L-I-E.com. And that's going to have all of my social media contacts on there.
Perfect. Let's hit that song and enjoy and buy this song. We'll be right back with another artist in the house.
Act like I don't even notice you walking in with a six-pack of friends. They're kind of pretty, make a man nervous. I take a little bit of liquid courage, something hundred proof to take a shot at you. I'm just one whiskey away, asking, hey, what's your name? Taking you by the hand and two-stepping good and never see you shoot me away. To handle, getting less afraid with every shot I take. I'm just one whiskey away, asking, hey, what's your name? Taking you by the hand and two-stepping good and never see you shoot me away. You got me starting to think I don't know how to dance or even know what to say. Girl,
there?
I am here.
And we're going to play that again and get you on longer next time. I just want to play your single. And thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate it.
We're going to bring him back in about 2 weeks. And also, let's hit it. We've got Donnie, tell everybody your first and last name.
My actual name is Donnie Watrous. But my artist name is Don with the greater than and less than sign around the O, just to give the logo pretty cool setup there.
Super cool. So let's hit out with your song. You've got this actually right now. People can come to the station and they can get a CD, get it autographed by you.
Yes.
For $15.
$15, and I'll throw in a silicone wristband with the logo on it and a guitar pick. Personalized guitar pick.
Nice. And then Tommy, you want to give everyone the address here? No.
Please.
We're going to look that up and bring that right back to you after. Oh, he just drives here all the time. I know. I'll look it up and I'll get it back to you in just a second. Let's go to that song. We're going to play which one?
Let's start with Trial and Error, track one.
Perfect. We'll be right back with the address.
Thank you.
Hi, and we are live on TikTok as well on Dawn Rees Show, and we are back. And if you want to pop over and get a signed autograph CD and at Tan Talk Radio Network is 706 North Myrtle Avenue, Clearwater, Florida, 33755. And it's right there. You can't miss the tower. And let's go to the next song. Because you're not a singer. I've been telling you that all day. You are a guitarist. And what are we going to play next?
The next song is going to be called Celtic Star, Heatherstein. Now, before you start this reel, I'm just going to give a quick rundown about this song, what it is. And it was, first of all, it's the very first song I ever wrote and recorded. And if you guys remember the 1982 film Poltergeist, the little girl, Carol Ann in the movie, her real name was Heather O'Rourke. I wrote this song for her because I'm friends with her family. Tammy is her sister, and her uncle Kevin is who I'm friends with. And I wrote this song in 2019, and then it was the very first thing I recorded. So it is for her. And, of course, dedicated to the life and memory of Heather and her family. So if...
Well, that's a story in itself. That's a whole half hour or more. All right, let's hit that song. And stay tuned because Hollywood Connections is going to be looking for singers and actors and models to audition live here for record labels as well as agents, casting directors, producers. Call 727-871-7788. This is sponsored by SunKissCharters.com. Thank you. Thank you. And that is an amazing dedication to her. Very, very cool. And you said you've been playing for 4 years?
About 4.5 years.
Wow.
Yes, total. In your defense, my defense, whatever. I did play rhythm guitar when I was younger. 16 years old is when I first picked up the guitar. I never learned any leads. It was just rhythm. And then when I went in the Army at 18 years old, I set the guitar down. And then in 17, roughly, started going to this church. I found out I used to play guitar, and they had me filling in for rhythms. And then I started taking lessons right before the pandemic started, probably about 6 months before the pandemic, with this guy up in Spring Hill, real nice guy, Mick Luke. And he taught me how to play leads, and he I'm still taking lessons with him, music theory, and he's just brought this inner, you know, things that I never even thought I had inside of me out. So there you go.
That's amazing. And here we are. Now, where can they buy your CD since they're listening to us on the air?
Again, you can get it at Amazon.com and just type in D, it's Don, and put spaces between the O and the N. And the album is called Trial and Error. So you can look it up there. If you cannot find it there, go to d-o-n.hearnow, hearnow.com, which has all the links to my social media as well as the Amazon page.
And of course, our friend Chrissy Boyles and Ellen are saying hello live on Facebook.
Hello.
As well. So we have 5 more minutes left. And Donnie, again, thank you so much for being here and promoting your music. We've got some phone calls to make afterwards to see who's interested in his music. I got some other record people.
Sounds good.
And excited about that. And then we are going to play another song. And what song are we playing
now,
next?
This next song you're going to hear is on the upcoming new album, which I'm working on. And that's going to be called Second Gear. And I think we're going to play the title track to that one. Second Gear.
And Donnie, give your full name again for everybody.
Donnie Watrous is my actual name. You can find me on Facebook. Oh, if you're going to find my music page on Facebook, it's official D.O.N music. It's on Facebook.
And also, you're looking for some band members, correct?
Yes.
You want to shout that out?
Yeah, real quick. The albums are recorded with studio musicians, so I'm looking for actual musicians to join my band. Now, I just got a drummer, so I'm looking for another lead guitarist and a bass guitarist and to get this stuff going and play some festivals. I'm not looking to play bars. I'm not into that scene. I'm looking to play the
festivals.
Bigger shows.
We got some people for that.
Yeah.
I actually got somebody that's playing the Hard Rock right now on tour.
That's what I'm looking for.
I figured that. Okay, we'll be right back and enjoy. Next week we have Dawn Reed's Miracle Story TV Network back on and enjoy this music. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back. write this down? And there we go. All right, that's a wrap. We can open the door for her. Hold on. Hold on. Hang on, let me get off of my Facebook.
Can you just help me log in?
Yeah, you can. You know, I don't know your login stuff, but I'll help you with that. Let me get all this stuff off of here
because there is no waiting.
You like my backdrop?
I love it.
It has like tropical. Ooh.
Folks are blessed who make the best of every day, living by their own philosophy. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way, and I have found the only way for me. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed, I like the simple life. You'll make me happy. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
This is Carrie K. Davis, and I am your health coach, holistic health coach. And today I have some exciting people that I'm interviewing that are doing some amazing things in the holistic world. I have Dr. Dylan, and he is a holistic chiropractor.
Yep.
So it's Dylan Mon?
Yeah, Dr. Dylan Mon.
All right. So I'm gonna just have you tell us a little bit about yourself. and how you got this started with the holistic chiropractor.
Totally. So I found chiropractic when I was 15 years old. My dad started seeing a chiropractor just for some general low back pain stuff. And what happened to our family next just kind of changed the trajectory of health forever for us. About a month after being in care, my dad's pancreas started working again, and he no longer needed the fast-acting insulin. So he had been diagnosed as a type 1.5 diabetic. Long story short, he found holistic healing in a way that we were told wasn't possible. I was 15 years old, and that made me so curious. And so I started shadowing my chiropractor when I was in high school. Our whole family started going. We started discovering this new way to approach healthcare and really this new way to approach living in general. And it was amazing for us. We just started getting healthier. You know, as we get older, we're often thought that you get older and your health starts to decline. And the beauty is, as my parents get older, I'm watching their health continue to flourish. My health is the same, and as well as everyone in my family. And so became a chiropractor a couple years ago. And now the work that we do here in St. Pete at The Source Chiropractic is all about helping people discover the depth of what they can heal. And what I find is that it has to do with the stress intake and the stress adaptation. You know, I can't take away the stressors that people have in their life, because some people have a various job or a lifestyle at home or something that they're going through that's just really stressful. What I can do is I can help their nervous system to be as adaptable as possible to that stress, so it doesn't get stuck inside, because stress stuck inside the body always leads to discomfort, pain, and disease.
Yeah. Well, with my show, Living a Healthy Lifestyle, I have a 5-step program where I work with my clients with mindset. So that would really be, that's part of it, that stress level.
Totally.
I believe right now we just need to give it all to the man upstairs and just live our life and be happy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I believe. And so I've got Robert here with me today. Hey Robert. You have any questions for our guests at all today?
I love what he does. And we were talking before the show, and we were talking about that negative energy and how people become addicted to it, and they actually, you know, they need that stress. You know, like some people we were talking about, you know, they'll watch a show every night because they need that stress. And if a show doesn't have enough of that stress, they'll actually turn the channel to find it. How have you used that in your practice as far as teaching people what their intake is?
Sure. So the body starts to behave in patterns, right? And everything in nature is behaving in a pattern. And so there's patterns that are creating more comfort, more ease, more life in your body. And there's patterns that are creating less life, more discomfort, more dis-ease, leading to disease, right? And so these patterns that we get in, they're actually stored in our brain. Your brain it takes up a ton of energy in the body. And so what it's constantly trying to do is create patterns and habits. That's why when you guys drove here today, you didn't think about where you were going. You may have been texting, you may have been eating a snack. You get in your car, you go, boom, you did it. First time you were driving, you didn't have that pattern. So the first time you're driving, you're thinking about looking over every shoulder, changing every lane, you know, you're learning that. But all these patterns are learned and they're stored in the neurology. What I do is when I go in and we discover where it's being stored, the adjustment is like a reset to the circuit board. It's like going up to your house and finding your circuit breaker, resetting the whole thing and turning it back on. And as you turn it back on, the brain has a flash of the body and what it needs, what it actually needs. Then lifestyle and the patterns that you live with, the mentality, we talk a lot about mental fortitude and all of mental health in our practice. The mentality starts to change and it has a body that's ready to change with it. Rather than changing your mindset all day long, but having these neurological rooted things in there, it all starts with neuroplasticity.
I love that, because I can teach someone to have a good mindset from my experiences, but that's even better to have right. something like that.
Because when you just learn how to have a good mindset, sometimes it can just stay in the fourth dimension, in the dimension of the mind. You know, you can think about all these things up here, you can have cause and effect for all day long, but not take a single action on it. You have to embody it into the third dimension. That happens through the nervous system. The nervous system is the bridge between our mind and our body.
And many things can block that with, and I imagine you run into a lot of things like overthinking and this kind of stuff as manifestations of people having that negative energy or negative focus. What are some tips you can give, lifestyle choices they can make just right now to really overcome that kind of thing?
So the first thing is your breath. The breath will change a lot. And so going from, most people are mouth breathing, going to a nose breathe and learning how to put your hands on your stomach and breathe without your chest moving at all. What this does is it stimulates the phrenic nerve and the vagus nerve, which will go back to the brain and tell the brain the body is relaxed. We are okay. This is why crocodile breathing or any sort of belly breathing helps you to actually shift your tone. And when you shift that tone, then you start to assess what are my needs and how can I get them met. So breath, first thing you can do, everyone can do that. The other thing is I'd love for the people listening in to have an opportunity to have a reframe for your posture, right? So most people think of posture as just caring how you look on in a picture or just feeling comfortable in your body. What if I told you that your posture matters because that's where your nervous system lives? And so think in your head right now, what does the fetal position look like? Curved in, protecting your head, curling your knees up. It's the flexion position. It's the same thing as rolling my neck in, flexing my back. It's this protection because I'm protecting all my vital organs.
Wow.
When you have forward head posture or forward rolled shoulders that most people that I see nowadays have, because we're stuck on our phones, we're stuck in the device, all these things, what that does is it actually teaches your brain your subconscious mind is thinking you need to be in the fetal position. And so it's your posture even can change the state that your body's in. When you start to open the chest up, pin your shoulder blades into the back pocket, the neck will naturally come back to neutral. This is more of an expressive open position in your posture. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be healthier physically, you're gonna feel better, and mentally, the hormones and the chemicals that your mind and your body and your brain are producing are now in harmony, which is allowing you to live more peacefully.
Wow.
That's the cape. Remember the cape?
Yeah,
that's the cape. That's something I teach people is imagine there's a 3-foot cape pulling your shoulders back.
Yeah.
And it puts you exactly in that position.
And you just go there and who wears a cape? Superheroes.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't walk around broad chest, open, expressive, and be depressed. It's hard.
Impossible.
Depression looks like something, and it doesn't look like this.
Right. Oh, no, everybody asks why I'm smiling all the time. And I'm like, because the Lord makes me smile. I mean, you know, everything that's going on in my life. So, so you talked about events, that you were going to be doing some events.
Totally.
I also do a lot of events with natural stem cell regeneration.
Okay.
I'm working to activate the stem cells. I have this circulation magnetic therapy mat.
Interesting.
I'm doing all this really cool holistic modality things, and they're amazing.
That sounds incredible. I would like to learn more about that.
Yeah, so I would love to be a vendor at your event to also put you on 106.1 Ten Talk Radio.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
The events that we do, we host a breath workshop once a month in our practice. We host an ecstatic healing event once a month in our practice. We host a natural health principles talk in our practice once a month. And then we also host another week to do something different in the practice.
Well, I had something happen on Sunday, and I just really want to share it with you guys. So there was somebody who I was with who had a knee brace on. And when I see someone that's hurting, I always want to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And I just started praying for her, and I put my hand on her, and she goes, wow. She goes, what is that? I said, it must be the power of God. So my hand was really, like, hot.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, her knee was, like, it was better. Like, she was just, like, walking around. She was, like, all this, you know, she was just so happy that she was able to walk again.
Yeah.
So, and she said to me, do you do energy healing? And I said, well, I know it was the Lord that was healing you. I prayed over you, and that was the Lord. It wasn't me. I said, but I do know that he uses us in modalities to help heal the body.
Facilitators.
And she's walking again, and she's a runner. So I guess my question to you is, do you have any of that going on in your practice?
1,000%. What you just described is the phenomenon of energy work. And so you have to realize that everything in the physical is also energy. There is nothing in the physical that is not also energy.
Wow.
And so you came in, you connected to God, you connected to the higher power, you connected to love energy, and then you connected with someone who, was she a stranger?
Yes, I had never met her before in my life.
You never met her before in your life, so that already is changing the game, because this isn't just a loved one saying, like, hey, I care. This is a stranger saying, hey, I love you, I see you, I care. It's allowing that energy to be released, and then when the energy is clear, the physical follows.
Wow. I witnessed a miracle, and I just sat there and went... Because, I mean, I've seen God do some amazing things, you know, on different shows. People tell their stories, mm-hmm. and, you know, my story is amazing, where I got hit by a school bus, so I'll probably be coming to hang out with you and see. You know, and I'm still here because God wanted me here, you know. And then I also had gone to a holistic chiropractor.
Yeah, you were telling me you had a great experience.
And they had found a lump. They had found a lump. And at the time, it was COVID, and there was no way I was going to go to a doctor. You know, so going somewhere to a holistic person that has to do with, you know, the whole holistic field that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that for the future? Like, we have stepped into a whole different thing where people are more open-minded into holistic health.
Well, because we're in a place right now where there's a turning of times where you even just said it, where you can see how it's in our social structuring of, I didn't want to go to a doctor. You didn't want to go to a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Because people are now being tired of the only answer being a
medication
pill, right? And so what you're looking for is, you're looking for a holistic doctor. You're looking for someone who can explain to you what's going on. You're looking for someone who can explain to you, here's a path that is going to make you more connected to nature, which is going to make you more connected to yourself, which is going to allow you to heal and not just cover up a symptom by masking it with a new symptom.
Well, I think that's the beauty. Amen.
We talk about going to a doctor, I think of a symptom doctor.
Sure.
I have the symptom, he's going to give me something to remove the symptom. Whereas what I found beautiful about what you talked about when I was talking to you before the show was that you look at the symptom and you go, what's causing that?
Yeah.
And you follow the trail. And anybody that does energy healing, like myself, and you're starting obviously,
I didn't even know.
You find that energy trail and you follow it to the root.
Yes.
Because if you don't pull the root, as you pull the weeds in your garden, they come right back.
Yep. And that root, the depth you can go with that root is twofold. It's how deep does the practitioner know to go, and how which is basically how good can the questions be.
Right.
So if I'm just feeling a low back and I say, oh, this is just a stuck sacrum. Or if I'm saying, well, how is this affecting his life? Or if I'm saying, well, is this caused by, oh, this is emotional trauma? Oh, this is dad? Oh, this is, and then when it's like, I see you all the way to that.
Beautiful.
Now the layering of the healing that you can facilitate is there. The other piece, though, is how deep is the participant willing to go?
Right.
Because if the participant is only at a place that it's, oh, it's just a stuck joint, pop it, then you can listen, but if no one answers the phone, you can't connect, and then you can't unwind that trauma. And so that's where the education is so important, because you have to help people to know, hey, those thoughts that you have are real.
They're things,
the things that you feel about inside your body, just because the medical doctor says it's crazy because it doesn't fit into the prescription, doesn't make you crazy. There are doctors out there that can understand you and that can facilitate that entire unwinding of that process.
And with that, you find attachment to those things.
Yes.
How do you help them break those attachments to those negativity?
It's all the breaking of the pattern. That's the beauty of the depth of chiropractic care. When you're focusing on breaking patterns, you discover, where is this pattern living in this body? And how can I release that pattern and then layer in the affirmations that we do want? It's energy work, it's mental work, as far as like guidance, and it's body work. And when you connect the three of those, you get results that are unlike anything else.
How important do you feel that it is for your patients to be able to speak the things that you're teaching them?
Not at all.
Okay.
The curiosity is big. So if you are curious about it and you're asking better questions, I always know I'm getting deep with someone when the questions on the table are starting to evolve. When they're starting to say that they're noticing new things in life, that they're starting to feel things differently in their body, not when it goes from it doesn't hurt here anymore to I'm noticing that I'm more upright, and I'm noticing that my energy is better and I'm thinking better. That's where we're getting through layers. Now you're no longer distracted by the pain. And now you're starting to live a deeper experience of life. And so how do you break those patterns? You break those patterns by freeing the body, and then layering in strategies for just how to think differently tonight when the body's open to it.
noticing the patterns when they show up,
yeah,
disrupting them.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been amazing. We're learning a lot. So tell the viewers just a little bit about how they can come and see you.
Totally. So I actually just moved out to St. Pete. My wife and I, we got here in June.
Welcome.
And so we're really, really excited to be here. We're originally Florida natives. We lived in California for a little while. Now we're back. And so we're getting our practice started right now. What you can do is you can go to the Source St. Pete. That's the Source, STPETE.com. Or you can just search the Source St. Pete on any of the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, all the things. You can connect with us there. Right now, we're offering our discovery exam for all new clients. It's normally $220. We're discounting that to $90. We're going to do a full digital analysis of your posture, of your gait, which is how you walk, of your squat to see how you're moving and how you're sitting still. We're going to do a neurological exam. We're going to do a muscle strength quality test. We're going to do a range of motion quality test, and a full tonal chiropractic analysis. All of that, $90. That is what I use to figure out where you are at and what level of care you need. I craft care individually for each individual person, so it's not just blanket slate. Everyone's coming in on a care plan working on their goals.
Wow. So I saw you on I Love St. Pete. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, I love St. Pete.
I know. I love that page.
I love that page. There's so many people out there that I'd like to just say thank you for that page, because they really inspired me and gotten my business going. And especially Stan, you know, he's helped a lot of people.
It's literally how I found everyone who's helping me build my practice right now. The permanent location will be open November 1st. We're finishing build out right now. Currently, I'm working out of St. Pete Salt Works. I'm renting a room in there. It's a sensory deprivation float tank, which for a lot of the questions you were asking about, like how can people change their habits, mm-hmm. what's really cool is we get them adjusted, then they go float for an hour and basically listen to their soul.
Sweet.
That's beautiful. So awesome.
And it's incredible.
What would you say, you know, because you've been in this obviously for a while, what would you say is the secret that you wish you would have known in the very beginning?
I had an amazing chiropractic mentor from the very beginning, but the secret that I wish I knew earlier was that everything is the mind.
Yeah.
The battlefield is the mind.
Everything is the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's something I learned recently, is that the heart has the same brain cells, memory cells, and all that that the mind has. So when we say, are we listening to our heart or our head, it's actually true.
Yeah.
Well, what I mean to say is that I teach my clients that there is a battlefield going on in our mind, and we do have the possibility of being able to fight that. We can kick out those bad thoughts.
Well, you see, the fighting it right there is evidence that you're living in stress.
Yeah.
So you can fight it, or you can just lean into love.
Oh, that's right.
You see,
okay.
When there is a battlefield for sure.
Yeah.
And the nature of wanting to fight it and to resist, that manifests in the body. Mm-hmm. There's also another option.
Oh, well, explain that then.
The other option is leaning into love, which is the other side of the coin. The battlefield is fear or love.
Beautiful.
And so by leaning into love, what you're doing is you're leaning into things that are more in alignment, so there's no resistance. You have to fight against resistance.
I see.
But love pulls you in, so it's an energy of pulling versus energy of pushing.
Wow.
Beautiful.
It's hard to access that when the nervous system is stuck in symptomatic or even not symptomatic survival mode. Because when you're in survival mode, you want to fight everything, because mm-hmm. you have to survive.
That's a beautiful representation of how people need to deal with their self-love.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly fighting themselves to try to be something they're not, so they can please others, instead of just accepting themselves and being in the flow and appreciating and valuing what they're
doing. Robert Anderson and I did a series together, and it was called Your Spiritual Journey, a 5-part series on this show.
That's dope.
And tell us a little bit about that, then how that pertains to
someone. Well, basically, it's the same kind of thing. We're talking about healing people's energy, healing their self-love, going and finding all those things they carry in their baggage, opening it up, and going, how is that actually a gift instead of crap, the way you've been looking at it? And
how is this for you?
How is it for you? Yeah.
Dude, so I love it.
One of my favorite sayings is, if everything was a gift, how would you reconcile that? And that's what I was teaching her, was, so she had some really bad things happen, you know, and it was a beautiful thing, because God gave her and me a moment to teach as she grew. It was a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Beautiful thing.
He had a message to actually come talk to me.
Yeah, the day before I talked to her, God told me, you need to talk to her. You know, you have a message to give her, and I don't ever know the message till I get there, you know.
I love it.
So then I didn't do it. You know, I procrastinated. And then the next day she messaged me, and I said, all right, I was supposed to talk to you yesterday. I hadn't talked to her in months and months, you know. It's just all energy.
Yeah, that's how the Lord works. He knew that I needed to talk to him because it was part of my destiny.
Yeah.
And after I talked to him and he started explaining to me some of the places that I was at stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing how I broke free from all that.
Yeah, her energy is completely different. She's still on the journey, as we all are.
Of course.
You know, yeah, but her, if you look at the very beginning video compared to what you know now, you'll see.
That's amazing.
She's amazing growth.
Congratulations.
As an example, and that's the way we need to be.
Well, I started this show 2 years ago, and then I ran it through on Facebook when we couldn't be in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing how many people really like wanted to see, you know, who I had on the show. And I like to reach out to people that are doing something to help the whole entire world.
Yeah.
In holistic health, because I believe in holistic health. Now, I do believe that some people do have to be on medication. I'm not against medication if it's warranted.
Yeah.
But I also believe that we, America, is over medicated.
Yes.
And like you said, we're just covering up symptoms.
Yeah. An interesting thing that I had multiple doctors tell me is that, you know, they test one medication and they see what the positive and negative effects are. And then a doctor gives you two. Nobody tested that. Doctor gives you three. Nobody tested that.
Sure.
And so many people are on 7+. That is just your own personal science experiment. And if you die, no one's responsible.
Wow.
Unfortunately, that's the way the system's set up.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here.
And you're a beautiful thing, man. You're blessing
to
the world.
Trying to break out of that system, you know, trying to give people another answer, because I do feel like the younger generations that are coming up, I say we, because I am a millennial,
yeah.
You know, we watch the health of our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, and a lot of younger people these days are wanting to make different choices and wanting to have different answers, and so this is the precipice, this is the time, and, you know, ironically, with everything we're going through politically, it's the time for, there's an opening. And
yeah, we
and
need
people
education.
People are looking for answers on how they can actually be healthy and mm-hmm. how they can avoid what they saw their parents and their grandparents go through.
It reminds me of the Hopi tribe prophecy.
Yeah. So Robert, love wins.
Yeah, love does win. That's my
I love that. So he's been helping me do some co-hosting on the show and stuff. So I appreciate you coming on the show, Robert.
Yeah. It's always a blessing. And
I'm so glad I got to meet you today.
Yeah.
This is part
of my soul tribe.
Yeah. Sounds like we speak a lot of the same truth.
Robert actually drove
you know
by
what?
And spoke.
Truth is always truth, no matter who's telling it. You know
yeah,
what
but
mean?
You can hear it when it comes through.
Yeah, it
you
resonates.
Know? There's a lot of people that are looking for it, and that's the life journey. That's a human journey. We're
right.
both still on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you meet some soul tribe that's like, you hear it come through, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right recognize on. You.
Yeah,
I see you. Yeah,
I like it.
Perfect.
So what do you got coming up in the future that we could take a minute and just tell everybody about with your clinic?
So right now, because we're in the build-out phase, we are grinding to get things done. We've got the grand opening coming. And so doors are going to be open November 1st. And then grand opening will come shortly after that. Keep an eye out on our Facebook and our Instagram so that you can find out when the actual date is. Our grand opening isn't just going to be like, we're going to go big. We're going to throw a big party. We're going to teach a lot of people more about this kind of stuff with health. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll
well,
be live music.
How about on the 31st or something like that. We have you.
Well, we want to get things rolling first, and then we're going to do the grand opening. So we're going to do a soft opening so we can see people. Because like I said, I'm already seeing people now.
No, I mean you come into the studio and we will advertise it for you.
Okay. Yeah,
you'll
we can
be
do something
my
like
special
that.
Guest again.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to do this again. This is great.
Yeah.
Get Robert back on. We can go deep
on
whatever topic.
Yeah, there you go. We can go deep. And also, let me know for sure so I can show up there. I'd like to just promote this shit.
And Robert, cool. How can people contact you to talk to you about your program? We've got just a minute here.
You can find me, Robert Anderson, S-O-N, Love, L-O-V-E, Wins, W-I-N-S. If you put Robert Anderson, there's too many of us. Put Robert Anderson, Love Wins. You can put it on YouTube. You can put it on Facebook. You can put it on Instagram.
All right. Well, this is Carrie Kay with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. Guys, I'm so thankful to the Lord that you are listening to this show today. We want to thank our special guests. Please be watching next Tuesday and see what comes up on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. And this is Carrie Kay. You can get in touch with me at 515-822-4877, and I can give you a free consultation of holistic health coaching. Take care, guys. God bless.
Heavenly Father loves you.
Peace. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good like I should. Took a walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen